On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cute factor 10 on this first story, I gotta tell you. There's a tiny kitten named Dandelion who is recovering after a life-saving blood transfusion from an unlikely donor. The donor was a blind rescue cat named Carrots. It's Carrots and Dandelion. Told you, cute factor 10. So, little kitten Dandelion was found on the street with severe anemia. Volunteers rescued the cat, brought it to a cat sanctuary. They found out that their therapy cat, Carrots, who's a blind cat, was a suitable match to donate blood.
Okay,
so they set up the transfusion device, and they helped stabilize this 11-week-old kitten, Dandelion. Dandelion actually doing much better, and you can thank Carrots. Carrots and Dandelion. This sounds like a Disney movie.
It does.
Right out the box. Next story comes to us from a former Wendy's manager in beautiful Cape Cod, who is now headed to attend Yale University on a full scholarship. I'm talking Wendy's manager to Yale.
Wow.
It's a big deal. It was the owners of this location that helped fund through community college education and now going off to Yale. So thanks to the owners of this particular location, this worker was a shift manager, worked in high school. Bosses promised him to help attend college if he stayed with the company.
Wow.
So you stay on with Wendy's, go to college, and they gave him 3 years of community college tuition. That person went on to earn top grades while working the shift work at Wendy's. Top grades, served as student body president, successfully transferring those community college credits to Yale University.
Wow. That's amazing.
Which is kind of a big deal.
Because, oh, I would say so.
From what I understand, Yale only accepts a very small percentage of transfer applicants. So, dudes going to Yale, go Bulldogs. That's your good news on Kiss 98.5.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.